在约翰福音里头提到耶稣来到这个世界上，这个世界上是他所创造的，但是这个世界却不认识他。
In the book of John, we find the apostle has written about the world, how God had created the world, and yet the world would not recognize God.
其实当时的人，他们真的不认识耶稣吗？
Do the people truly not realize that Jesus was God, or do they truly not know Jesus?
他们认识啊，主耶稣是约瑟的儿子。
Well, sure, they know that Jesus is the son of Joseph.
主耶稣的兄弟姐妹就在他们当中，他们也都认识。
And that they know Jesus' brothers and sister.
主要所说的就是他们不认识主耶稣基督，就是那个他们所等待的弥赛亚。
But they would not recognize that Jesus was the Messiah that they have been waiting for centuries.
主耶稣就是来拯救世人的救主。
And that Jesus was the Savior that will come to save all mankind.
今天圣灵在教会里头，圣灵来建设教会，我们却常常不认识圣灵。
Today the Holy Spirit has come to establish the church, and yet we find that sometimes we do not recognize the Holy Spirit.
我们会很不服气，我怎么不认识圣灵？
Sometimes we may say, of course I know the Holy Spirit. What are you talking about?
甚至我都领受了圣灵。
I have received the Holy Spirit even.
我祷告，我说方言。
When I pray, I can speak in tongues.
我知道圣灵是得天国基业的凭据。
And I know that receiving of the Holy Spirit is an earnest, a guarantee that I will go to heaven.
但是我们仔细的想想看，我们是不是完全的来顺服圣灵的带领？
But seriously, stop for a moment and think whether or not we truly have submitted ourselves to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们每一天的生活，我们是都自己来做主，自己来决定，还是我们有顺从圣灵的带领？
Look at our lives, look at the decisions that we make in our day. Do we truly submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, or do we simply make the decisions based on our own understanding and will?
我们在做圣工的时候，我们是不是有圣灵的参与？
And then when we do work for the church and for God, do we truly involve the Holy Spirit?
是的，从某一个方面来看，我们是认识圣灵。
Yes, on one aspect, we can say that we know the Holy Spirit.
但是从另一个方面来看，我们实在是不认识圣灵。
But then there is also an argument that we don't truly know the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要仔细的再来详细的来查看这圣灵的行传。
So this afternoon, let us take yet another moment to think about the acts of the Holy Spirit.
让我们看到圣灵活泼的在使徒的教会里头来工作，来带领他们。
And let us see once again how the Holy Spirit has worked actively in the Church of the Apostolic Times.
让我们看到他们个人整个教会怎么的来顺服圣灵的带领。
And how the individual believers in the church as a whole at that time submitted themselves to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
让我们也能够生出渴慕的心。来愿意像他们一样的让圣灵活泼的在我们的个人在教会里头来工作，来带领我们。
And after that, let us reach out with our faith and our hearts and invite the Holy Spirit into our lives to work in us and through us.
请看使徒行传11:28。
Let us begin with the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 28.
11:28。
Acts 11 verse 28.Acts 11 verse 28. One of them, named Agabus, stood up through the Spirit, predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius.
这里说亚加布借着圣灵来讲预言。
Here it says, a disciple by the name of Agabus stood up and prophesied through the Spirit.
那他所说的事情果然应验了。
And what he has said indeed happened during the reign of Claudius.
我们看到圣灵在他们当中来带领来工作。
Once again, it is evident that the Holy Spirit guided them and worked with them.
我们再看12:5。
And also in chapter 12, verse 5. Acts 12, verse 5. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him.
这里说彼得被关在监牢里，教会为他切切的祷告。
Here says while Peter was incarcerated, the church prayed for him.
这些神的工人被下在监牢里，可能明天就要被砍头了。
For the worker of God to be imprisoned, they would not know their fate. They may be beheaded the very next day.
他们也没有武力能够去将彼得救出来。
And the church did not have the power to save Peter from prison.
他们所能够有的就是靠着主耶稣的帮助，借着他们的祷告来恳求。
But what they could do, they indeed gave to Peter and others their intercession. They prayed to God to rescue Peter.
彼得甚至是被跟兵丁捆锁在一起。
Peter was actually kept with guards watching him.
是不可能能够被得着释放自由的。
There's no man that can go in there and valiantly rescue Peter from these. Two guards.
但是教会弟兄姐妹却为他切切的祷告。
But yet the church earnestly prayed for him.
第七节。
Verse 7, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said. And the chains fell off Peter's wrists.
他们的祷告达到神的面前，神差派使者。
The believer's prayers indeed reached God, and God sent his angel to the prison.
16节.
And then verse 16, but Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished.
彼得他得着了自由，他来到弟兄姐妹的地方，他敲门，来叩门，来要弟兄姐妹为他开门。
After Peter was released from prison, he immediately came to the house of Mark where the believers gathered, and he knocked on the door for them to open.
今天我们也需要有这样子的祷告。
Today, this is the kind of prayer that we must offer to God.
教会为需要的人或者事情切切的来祷告。
That the church should earnestly pray for those who have needs.
让我们看到圣灵来跟我们同工。
And when we do, we will indeed witness how the Holy Spirit will work with us.
再看 使徒行传15章28节。
And also in chapter 15, verse 28, it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond these following requirements.
这里提到耶路撒冷的会议。
Here it talks about an event called the Jerusalem Conference.
当时他们为了这个信徒生活当中的事情来做讨论。
At the time, they have a severe issue at hand regarding how the believers ought to act after they believe in God.
这个应该也可以说他们在谈到跟得救有关的事情。They
were talking about matters pertaining to salvation.
因为很多的犹太信徒，他们认为这些非犹太人如果要得救的话，他们也必须接受割礼。And
that argument is that the Jews contended that after a Gentile is converted to Christ, they still need to receive circumcision in order to be saved.
那这样的事情就让主耶稣基督的救恩被打了折扣。
But in fact, this would diminish the power of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
好像主耶稣基督的救恩还要加上一个条件，就是必须受割礼。
As if the salvation given by Jesus Christ was not enough, that one needs to go through circumcision in order to be completely saved.
那这因为跟得救有关系，所以是一个很重要、很严重、很严肃的问题。
And because this pertains to salvation, it is an important matter that they must reach a clear conclusion.
如果既然跟得救有关系，如果真的需要做，那真的要照做。
Now, if it is truly has to do with salvation, and if the people truly need to be circumcised, then they must do it.
所以他们就聚集一起来讨论这个事情。
And so the apostles and the believers gather to talk about this issue.
他们辩论。
And they even had lengthy debates regarding this.
最后他们做下了一个决定。
And in the end, they came to a conclusion.
那从这个决定的描述里头，我们也清楚的看到圣灵来应行参与在他们的这个会议里头。
And from the text of this conclusion, we find the Holy Spirit played an important role in their decision.
这个雅各提到说，这是圣灵和我们定义。
Jacob mentioned that this is what is good to us and the Holy Spirit.
他们在开会当中，他们一方面谈到自己的见解，谈到他们的经验，他们也不忽略圣灵来运行，来带领他们。
Now, while they met together to talk about the issues, they share their views and their understanding of God, but they have not neglected the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
结果他们是做了一个对的决定。
In the end, they made the right decision.
今天我们在教会的事工上，我们也常常会有开会的事情。
You know, today in the operation of our church, we find that we need to sit down and have meetings.
那我们要渴慕他们这一种圣灵来参与他们的开会啊，决定教会的事工。
And whenever we do, we must be reminded of this passage of how the people submitted themselves to the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
这是我们所要去学习的很重要的一个事情。
This would be a homework that we must do.
唯有我们做了对的决定，我们的方向对了，神才能够大大的跟我们同工。
Only when we have made the right decision and charted the right course will God work with us.
纵然我们有时候只是自己校园里头，我们的校园团契，我们在计划我们的课程，决定我们的一些事情，我们也一定不要忽略了圣灵要跟我们一起来参与。
Even if it is a small meeting of how we ought to conduct our campus fellowship and when we should have our meetings and so on and so forth, let us not neglect the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果有圣灵的参与一定会得到美好的结果。
Whenever we would invite the participation of the Holy Spirit, we will find that the fruit or the result of our meeting will be meaningful.
请看第四节、第五节。
Let us also read in verses 4 and 5.Verse 4, when they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, whom they reported everything God had done through them. Verse 5, then some of the believers who belonged to the party of Pharisees stood up and said, the Gentiles must be circumcised and required to obey the laws of Moses.
16章的第四节、第五节。
Let us skip on to chapter 16, verses 4 and 5. As they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decision reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. Verse 5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers.
他们做了对的决定，那而且弟兄姐妹也遵守，所以神就大大祝福他们。让他们信心越坚固，人数天天的加增。
Here, the combination of the right decision that they have made and the obedience of the believers resulted in the strengthening of their faith and the increase in their numbers.
请再看《使徒行传》十六章第六节到第十节。
And also in the same chapter, verses 6 through 10.Verse 6, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed to Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us.After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once and leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
我们常常说这是马其顿的呼声。
This vision is commonly known as the call of Macedonia.
我们在这里头看到保罗他们做事情是其实是有计划的。
We find that Paul and his companions actually had plans during their missionary trip.
但是圣灵也一再的来参与他们的计划，参与他们的工作。
But often we will find that the Holy Spirit will intervene and give them suggestions.
所以他们都很清楚圣灵的带领。
They are well aware of the influence of the Holy Spirit in their missionary trips.
本来在保罗的计划里头，他是还没有要过到欧洲。
Originally in Paul's plan, he wasn't planning on going over to Europe.
但是神却要他往欧洲去传道。
But God wanted him to go over to Europe.
那我们就看到神在这里亲自 来工作。
And we can see how evident was God's instruction to them.
他们有这个清楚的方向啊，他们也顺服的就前往腓立比。
And after they had received that instruction from God, they indeed followed that instruction.
所以今天我们传福音，我们要做计划，我们也需要圣灵的参与。
Likewise, today when we make our plans, we must take into consideration the work of the Holy Spirit.
那我们有时候会觉得说，我们好像不能够去看到神圣灵这样子清楚的带领跟指示。
Is it true sometimes that we find that God doesn't instruct us as clearly as He had with the apostles?
我想有个很主要的原因。
I think there is one reason why this is happening.
我想要用一节好像不相关的经节来做讲解。
And I would like to digress a little bit and quote a verse that may seem to be totally unrelated.
请看约翰一书第四章二十节。
Nonetheless, let us digress over to 1 John.
约翰一书四章二十节。
Chapter 4, verse 20. 1 John, chapter 4, verse 20.Verse 20, if anyone says, I love God, yet hate his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen.
我想要用这一节来讲，我们人如果不能够顺服看得见的人，我们也不可能去顺服神。
Again, if we cannot love the brothers and sisters that we can see, then there's no way we can love God.
我们如果不能够顺服人，顺服人，我们也不能够去顺服那个看不见的神。
In the same manner, if we cannot submit to one another, then there's no way we can submit to God or to love God.
今天在这个社会里头是强调个人的一个社会。
Today we emphasize in individuality and independence.
常常我们年轻人会有很强的。个人的主观很主观的一些想法意见。
And oftentimes we're taught to be a little bit egocentric.
那当然这个不是绝对的不好。
Sometimes it may not be completely bad.
但是如果过分的话，就常常会成为我们的一个障碍，一个阻挡。
But if we profess individualism without moderation, then we will find that we are actually hindering our own spiritual growth.
为什么我们看不见圣灵的带领？
Why can we not see the guidance of the Holy Spirit?
就好像说你不能够爱看得见的人，怎么能够说你爱看得见的神？
Similarly, if we cannot love those we can see, how can we profess to love God who we cannot see?
看得见的人，你没有办法顺服，你怎么能够去顺服看不见的人？看不见的神。
And if you cannot submit yourselves to those that you can see, then how can you submit to God whom you cannot see?
这是我们在教会里头做圣工有时候跟青年接触当中一些长辈一些长子他们有的感慨。
You know, this is some lamentation that the elders and the leaders of church would express at times.
我的意思也不是说你就都不讲话，完全照着这个长辈们的交代去做事情。
No, I'm not suggesting that you should just remain silent and do whatever the elders and the leaders of church tell you to do.
所以如果这样的话，我常常会看到长一辈的做长一辈的事情，年轻一辈的做年轻一辈的事情。
Because what would end up happening is the grown-ups will do their stuff and the youth will do their own stuff.
因为谈不懂。
Because there will be no communication.
结果呢，就成为我们教会的一个圣工发展的一个很大的破口。
And that will be a great breach in the work of the church.
我们看不到圣灵亲自的圣灵的带领。
Then we cannot see the work of the Holy Spirit or the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以无论是长一辈的、年轻一辈的，我们要彼此的来顺服。
So no matter that person is older than you are or younger than you, you must learn to submit to everyone.
我们绝对不要有各做各的。
That we must not have the thought that I'll do my own stuff. You know, it's my business.
这样或许也有很多的活动但是不会有果子。
Even though many things can still happen under that mentality, but there will not be any fruits.
请再看是十八章九节到十一节。
Let's return to the book of Acts, chapter 18, verses 9 through 11. Acts 18:9-11, one night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city. Verse 11, so Paul stayed for a year and a half, teaching them the word of God.
真的是让我们实在太羡慕了。
Isn't this an admirable picture?
神亲自在异象当中来安慰、来鼓励他的工人。
That God would appear in a vision at night to encourage and express consent for his worker.
说不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。
Saying, do not be afraid, continue to speak, and do not be silent.
今天我们实在需要神这种这么直接的这种安慰，这种勉励。
All of us need this kind of comfort and encouragement from God so directly.
教会需要圣灵来带领，需要圣灵来经营。
This church needs the leadership of the Holy Spirit and also the management of the Holy Spirit.
因为这不是一个属世的教会，这是一个属灵的教会。
After all, this is not a worldly church or worldly organization, but a spiritual church.
这是一个救人的教会。
This is a church that saves souls.
这是一个要很清楚地看到圣灵同工的教会。
This is a church that must be able to see the work of God very clearly.
再看20 使徒行传20章28节
And also in Acts 20:28 Verse 28 Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God which he bought with his own blood.
保罗他们到各处去传福音之后，他们会安立一些工人，安立长老。
After the disciples would preach to a region, they would ordain elders and workers.
那保罗他们深深的相信，也知道，这是圣灵的工作，圣灵的案例。
And here Paul is confident that it is the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以在他们的工作里头，他们一直把圣灵排在最首要的地位。
And we can find from the writings that they have placed the Holy Spirit as the forerunner of their work.
他不是说我保罗安立你们做长老。
Here Paul did not boast and say, it is I that have ordained you as an elder.
他是说圣灵安立你们做前情的基督。
But that it is the Holy Spirit that has made you overseers over the flock.
这是整个教会的一个他们的一种有这样的一个特性。
This is a recognition that the apostles have among themselves.
每一个人工人信徒无时不刻的，他们在顺服着圣灵的带领。That
under all circumstances, under every moment, the believers, the apostles, would submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
因为他们实在知道，他们本身实在是太渺小，太微弱了。
They recognize that they are small and weak.
他们实在看清楚，他们打的这一场是属灵的征战。
And they can see that the battle they're fighting is a spiritual one.
他们实在知道，不是靠他们的血肉之体来打这一场战。
And they understand that it's not by their might or by their power that they're fighting the spiritual battle.
所以他们一直不敢忘记圣灵的工作，圣灵的带领。
They will not forget the power and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们请再看使徒行传。 21章第4节
And also in Acts 21:4 Finding the disciples there, we stay with them 7 days. Through the Spirit, they urge Paul not to go on to Jerusalem.
再看第10节
And also in verse 10 After we had been there a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea.
11节
Verse 11, coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, The Holy Spirit says, in this day the Jews of Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles.
同样的，人被圣灵感动来讲话。
Here again, a human being is moved by the Holy Spirit to speak.
11节，甚至说圣灵说，要有怎样的事情发生。
Verse 11, here, it is attributed that the Holy Spirit says.
再看 22章的17节。
And then chapter 22, verse 17.
17节是8节。
Verses 17 and 18. When I returned to Jerusalem and was praying at the temple, I fell into a trance and saw the Lord speaking, "Quick," he said to me, "leave Jerusalem immediately, because they will not accept your testimony about me."
保罗在回想他信主的过程，在这里他来做见证。
Here Paul recounts his experiences in his faith.
他讲到在祷告的时候他魂游向外。
And he witnessed that as he prayed, his soul was taken away.
在祷告的当中，主向他说话。
And in that trance, he heard the Lord speaking to him.
所以保罗很清楚地知道他该做什么事情。
And from there, Paul knew exactly what he ought to do.
所以保罗能够这么勇敢，这么执着地来做他的工作。
And this is why Paul can be so courageous and adamant in his work.
对他所做的一点不怀疑。
There is no doubt in what he ought to do.
那神也不断地在必要的时候向他显现，差派使者来勉励他。
And God is faithful to send him encouragement through either a voice or other servants to continue to encourage Paul.
我们今天每一个为神工作的人，我们要有这样子的经验。
You know, each of us who resolve to serve God, we need this kind of experience.
否则靠着我们人，我们来做圣工，靠自己的话，没有办法做久。
It is true that by our strength alone, we cannot do the work of God for very long.
很容易就灰心了，很容易就退缩了。
We grow easily weary and discouraged.
我们请再看27章23节。
Chapter 27, verse 23. Chapter 27, verse 23. Last night, an angel of God whose I am and whom I serve stood beside me.
24节。
And verse 24, and said, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you."
保罗在危险的当中，神的使者来到他的旁边，安慰他，鼓励他，不用害怕。
Here once again, the angel of God came to comfort and encourage Paul.
难怪保罗能够这么的工作，这么的活泼，这么的有力。
This is why Paul can work with such vigor and joy and strength.
今天我们每一个人都是教会的工人。
Today all of us are workers of God.
我们需要圣灵这样子的跟我们来同工。
And we too need the guidance of the Holy Spirit when we work.
所以我们绝对不要忽略了祷告。
So do not neglect the power of prayer.
我们绝对的愿意真正的来臣服在。
Let us resolve to submit ourselves to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
不是只是祷告而已。
Now we do not just kneel down in prayer alone.
那圣灵的很深一层的意思就是submit, 臣服于圣灵。
But the depth of praying in the Spirit means that we submit to the Spirit.
平常在我们的生活当中，我们就要表现出来。
You know, this is something that we must be able to demonstrate in the course of our lives.
从我们的生活，我们就可以看出来，我们这一个人是不是真的降服于圣灵。
Now, through the way we conduct ourselves throughout the day, we can find whether or not we truly submit ourselves to the Spirit.
保罗说，我们的身子是圣灵的殿。
Paul says that our bodies are the temple of God.
要在我们的身子上来荣耀神。
And that we must glorify God in our body.
要过着荣耀神的生活。We
must lead a life worthy of God's glory.
这是神将宝贵的圣灵赐给我们的目的之一。And
this is one of the reasons why God has given us the Holy Spirit.
我们学习以赛亚书，我们也知道，神造人的目的之一就是要人来荣耀他。
This is what we learn in the book of Isaiah, that one of the reasons why we are here is that we must glorify God.
主耶稣拣选我们的目的之一，就是要我们来荣耀他的名。
One of the reasons why we're chosen by Jesus Christ is that we may glorify His name.
使提反以他的生命荣耀了主的名。
Yes, Stephen had indeed glorified God through his life.
彼得被鞭打，被用石头扔，来荣耀了神的名。
Peter glorified God as he suffered through stoning and whipping.
约翰被放逐到拔摩海岛受苦，这样来荣耀了神的名。
John was exiled into the island of Patmos, and through that he glorified God.
今天我们也要来荣耀神的名。
Today also we must seek to glorify the name of God.
那你我怎样来荣耀神的名呢？
So how will you and I do it?
让我们想想看。
Let us ponder upon this.
我们是不是要追求圣灵，被圣灵充满？
Should we now pursue after the Holy Spirit and be filled by the Holy Spirit?
让我们再一次的一起到前面来，恳求圣灵，恳求圣灵的充满。
Well, then let us come forward once again to pray for the Holy Spirit and His fullness.